This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Welcome back to Sisterhood Tea Party, where we sip, spill, and speak on all things life, growth, and glow-ups. I'm Jessica.
And I'm Stephanie. Today, we're cozying up with a conversation that hits especially hard as the weather cools down, how fall impacts our mental health.
You might notice a shift as soon as sweater weather hits, shorter days, darker evenings, less energy, and maybe a little more emotional heaviness, and you're not imagining it.
Seasonal changes can have a huge effect on our moods, motivation, and mental health. So today, we're breaking down why fall hits different and how you can take care of yourself through it. But before we get into all the cozy and not so cozy things that fall brings, let's check in. Jess, what's been top of mind for you this week?
Okay, so I, you know, on theme with fall, I'm very excited for football season. For those of you who don't know, everyone should know by now, but I am a Green Bay Packers fan. And I have some dilemmas I'm facing for this season, okay? So, let me explain. So the Packers released the new jerseys this season that are their throwback jerseys, which are, rather than being green and yellow, are navy and gold. And they only release these jerseys every so many years. I used to have one years ago. And it was an Aaron Rodgers one, which one, I'm not wearing Aaron Rodgers anymore. And two, he doesn't even play for us anymore. So obviously not going to. So I need a new one. But the problem is, right now, I'm only going to buy a jersey if I'm like absolutely obsessed with a player. And I love Jordan Love, but now I have two Jordan Love jerseys already. Do I need a third Jordan Love jersey? No, but this is my favorite color jersey. So like I need one. So I don't know what to do. So here's what I think I'm going to do. And you tell me if this is a good idea or not. So I'm also obsessed with our head coach, which is Matt LaFleur, who, you know, is the hottest coach in the NFL. So I thought about getting a custom jersey with LaFleur on it and get like 69 is the numbers.
I was not expecting
that. Because what other number am I going to get? He doesn't have a number. Because I need this jersey. I don't know what to do. What do you think?
Yeah. You know what? Hell yeah. I say get it. Yes. Yes, you already talked yourself into it. You said you have more than one Love jersey, so
yeah,
got it.
Okay,
the number is crazy, but I think you should also get that too.
Because otherwise, what am I going to get? Just like zero? Like I can't, like right. Like no. What number would I get? I got to go all in on the bit, right?
Yeah, 69 is funny. I like that.
What is top of mind for you right now?
I'm so here for that. But for me, I am really ready to wear some fall clothing. I kind of talked about this in the last episode, but I just love fall and I love fall clothing. And Old Navy, as you all know, it has me in a chokehold. They have some cute fall shit. And once again, I found myself inside the store. I'm like, how did I get here? But oh well. And I bought a couple of things that I need to try on still. But it just makes me sad because last year I went in and bought a bunch of stuff and I wasn't really able to wear them until late November, December. And I want to be able to wear them now, but it's too warm. So anyway, I'm still buying them because I'm going to make an effort to wear them, even if it makes me sweat a little bit. It's September at this point, but I'm wearing the fall stuff. So
yeah, As you should. What'd you get? I know. What did you get?
Okay, so I have a like sweater vest. It's a mini dress and like that sweater material. And then I have a mini skirt that's plaid. I bought this transitional piece. It's a lace top and it's in that purple burgundy color. And so I'm just going to wear like a cute little spaghetti strap or something or a little bandeau inside of it and tuck it into, I already have it, but like a leather skirt that I have. Cute. Very cute vibes. Yes. And I have these boots, but I've been, oh, yes.
No, finish your thoughts. Finish your thoughts.
Well, I was going to say like I have that. And then what else did I get? Oh, another sweatshirt like this, but it's a brownish color. I've been really loving brown. And it's kind of the fall color. And that's kind of what I want to lean into for fall. And we'll talk about this in a future episode, but I went and got a brown sweatshirt. So that's just the start because I don't want to spend all this money and then not be able to wear any of the stuff. So I'm being slightly more reserved when it comes to what I'm buying this time around.
That's fair. I was going to say that the lace outfit you were talking about, why does that feel like something we would have worn in college?
100%. It is.
And that's why I bought it. In.
Yeah, one, and it's exactly why I bought it. I definitely wore this. You remember those burnout shirts?
That yes! Like the,
that's exactly what it reminds me of, just elevated for 2025 or whatever. But that's exactly what it reminded me of, and I'm like, I'm buying this.
So, I love it.
So be on the lookout for that in a future photo. So
Can't wait to see it. With that, let's ease into today's topic because we're not just talking fall fashion, but we're also talking fall feelings.
So let's talk about science for a second. When fall hits, we get less sunlight, and less sunlight means lower serotonin levels, which can impact our mood, sleep, and energy.
And then enter seasonal affective disorder or SAD, but even just like seasonal funk too, without having to label it, it's real. And it doesn't mean you're lazy or dramatic. It means your body and brain are reacting to the environment around you.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. You might feel more tired, more withdrawn, or even a little lost. I feel like this happens to me every year. And I'm like, is something wrong? Like, what's going on? You know, and it can creep up on you without even noticing it until one day you're like, you're just in your hoodie era. And you haven't been able to see the sun in a week. And that's literally me. Sometimes I'm just like, I've got my hoodie up. And I'm like, why do I feel this way? Why am I on the couch and I'm not moving? But that's literally it.
Yeah. Also, your body remembers certain time periods. So like if you had certain experiences when you were younger, like that happened during the fall, I certainly did. I think that stuff brings it up too. And with the less sunlight, like you said. So yeah, I think like first things first is just normalizing this, and fall brings this change out. And change isn't always cute or cozy, even though we want it to be. And knowing what's happening helps you to prepare and care for yourself better.
So now that we know why fall hits different, let's talk about how to actually support yourself through it.
So fall self-care isn't just about bubble baths, candles. It's really about routines that ground you and rituals that help regulate your mood.
So let's break it down. For one, natural light. You want to aim for, I would say like 10 to 15 minutes. And this is just stuff that I've kind of like researched and figured out on my own, of sunlight in the morning if you can. And if not, they do have these light therapy lamps that can be helpful, but honestly, the best way, if you're able to get outside, even just stand, if you're in an apartment, stand outside on your little patio or deck or go on a little walk or something, just get outside, ground yourself. You know how they say go and touch grass, not to be mean, but like this is for your health.
Yeah. Touch grass for your health. I love it. That's a new slogan.
Exactly. We're taking that one too. Okay. Next, movement. It does not have to be high intensity. So like I mentioned, you can go on walks. I love a good nature walk, and you will see me get my step count up a lot in the fall because I'm trying to get out there more because I know work is more demanding. I know that I'll be traveling a lot, so I just need to have some movement. But stretching, yoga, or taking time to meditate, listen to a podcast, listen to music, just something in that, just giving yourself some movement can instantly change your mood.
Actually bought a walking pad for my desk because I can't always get outside. Even during the summer, I couldn't always get outside. So that's like another way you can just move your body.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I really want to get one of those. I've been thinking about doing that and getting a standing desk. I don't have either one of those, but it's something that I have considered. Next, nutrition. So we've talked about this on the podcast before, but fueling your body with things that make you feel good, that are comforting and energizing too. So thinking about those different foods that make you feel good, lean into that a little bit more. Next, supplements. Now, again, I'm not a doctor. Okay. I'm not doing any of those things. Just take this with a grain of salt. Okay. Vitamin D is key. That's all I'm going to say. And don't wait until you're deep in a slump like I did, because I ended up having to talk to my doctor because I was like, why am I so down and exhausted and tired all the time? I truly was like, there's something wrong with me. So just being a little bit more vulnerable here, did some blood work and found out that I was vitamin D deficient. And I was like, wow. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. And so I now take like a prescription vitamin D supplement that has helped me tremendously. And so I went back again for blood work just a week ago and I looked at my numbers and they significantly increased. It's back it's at the optimal level where it's supposed to be now. So if you're noticing something off about your body and you can't really explain it, I'm not forcing you. I'm encouraging you, talk to your doctor, see your medical professional to see what may be going on. And then finally, sleep hygiene. Fall is when routines can shift. Things change, you're traveling, there's a lot more happening. So keeping your sleep environment cozy, limit screens at night. And if you're tired, go to bed. And that's also me telling me, if you're tired, go to bed. Because I found myself too many times trying to stay up late, forcing myself to stay up for what reason? Okay. What reason? If you're tired, go to bed. Honor that.
Yeah. Also, I think the other big thing in the fall is like being social connection. I feel like the cooler months can feel more isolating, especially if you're like, you know, in one of these funks and you don't want to go do something. So get ahead of that and schedule coffee chats and like catch ups and text check-ins with your friends and just plan a movie night. It doesn't have to be something where you get all dressed up to go out, but just small moments of connection. And that can have a big impact on your mental health too.
I totally agree. And let's not forget emotional care, right? So journaling, therapy, and even switching up your goals to match the slower pace of the season. If things happen in your life, do not freak out about your goals. Switch it up. It is okay to change it up to make sure you still feel like you're aligned. You do not have to stay with the goal that you made in January and it's now September and you're like, oh, I'm burnt out. I'm stressed out. Switch it up. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. So we're taking care of ourselves, but let's also talk about the emotional side of fall.
Fall can feel nostalgic, back to school energy, end of year pressure, thinking about what did or didn't happen this year.
And it can feel like a season of reflection, but also like you're racing the clock to get it together before the holidays or the new year. It's like busy, busy, busy.
Mm-hmm. And it's easy to fall into comparison. Everyone's posting the fall cozy vibes or leveling up routines. And honestly, you're just trying to make it to Friday.
100%. So here's the reminder. It's okay to feel heavy and it's okay if you're not thriving. The pressure to romanticize the season doesn't mean you have to fake it. I actually feel like over the past 2 years, I have really honed in on this actually, where I feel like I am a much more emotionally heavy person. Fall through the end of December and then January, I spark back up again. And I think I like intentionally focus on different things this time of year. That's when I like really hone in on when I'm writing my book. That's when I'm going to focus on my writing again, because it is very heavy content, like that kind of stuff, versus, you know, more of like my like, oh, I want to go do like an event every week, you know, that kind of stuff. So definitely like think about that. It doesn't have to be the perfect romanticized things. It's like what works for what you need during that season.
Yeah, that's so true. And also, I feel like the season, it's a time to slow down and check in and just create space for softness. And something about this season, I agree that I also kind of like switch up the way that I think, you know, I try to let the season teach me how to rest, reflect, and reset. And I feel like this happens at this time of year. And I don't know if it's because my birthday is at the end of the year in December that I usually take the last like 2-3 months of the year and just like, okay, let's review, let's check in, let's see how we're feeling. How do we want to end the rest of this year? How are we going to finish this out strong? And even if it doesn't finish strong, how are we going to make sure that I'm taking space for myself and that I'm honoring where I'm at and where my feelings are at and not feel this pressure to overperform or make things happen? Let them be and let things kind of naturally fall where they need to fall.
Agreed. So speaking of like these soft seasonal shifts, let's add a little bit of fun before we close things out. It's time for one of our favorite games.
Overrated or underrated fall edition. We're going to just read a few things and we're going to talk about whether they're overrated or underrated. Starting with pumpkin spice everything. Jess, overrated or underrated?
Pumpkin spice everything is overrated. I love a pumpkin spice, like scented candle, but pumpkin spice lattes, they were never that girl. Sorry, they were never that girl. They were never that girl. And that's just how I feel about it. I just think they're way overrated. And it also, to me, and we talked about this before, my ick of like farmhouse pumpkin stuff, it just feeds into that, you know, like it's not my vibe. What about for you?
Pumpkin spice everything, I think it's overrated too. I do love a good pumpkin pie. Okay, I love a pumpkin pie. I do love some other pumpkin flavored cookies and stuff like that. I'm about that. But when you start to tip into like the weird extremes, like pumpkin spice bacon or pumpkin spice whatever, like making shit up, I don't like that. Mm-mm. I don't like that. I think that's when we get a little carried away with the season. So I would say relatively overrated, but there are some good aspects of the pumpkin spice that I'd be down for.
Wait, I'm sorry. Okay. Before we move on, can I just say, like, who makes pumpkin spice bacon? Picture what that person looks like. Tell me that's not a Karen. Tell me it's not a Karen.
It is.
That's giving Karen energy.
It definitely is. Next, fall reset routines. Are they overrated or underrated? You know, I'll take that one. I think they are, honestly, I think they're appropriately rated. I'm going to say this because we just talked about this a little bit. If you're going to do a reset routine, fine. I think that's okay. But you don't also have to go above and beyond, because we just talked about you need to like take, if you need to like chill out this fall and just like get through it, then do that. And if that's you resetting, then I'm saying all about it. So I don't think you need to go hard in the paint for that. But yeah, I think they're appropriately rated based on what your needs are. So I'll leave it at that. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to say they are, I think I'm going to say underrated, because I don't think a reset routine is ever not, like, I always think that they're good, but I agree with you. When you say a reset routine, it shouldn't be about, okay, now I'm going to go so hard on all my goals. Like, it should be more thought of like, cool, what do I need in this next stage, in the season, I guess, right? You know, I talk about doing the 3-month goals. Okay, what are like the fall goals? What do I want to do? And like, what is the pace that I need during this time? And you know, like we talked about, I think on the last episode, like all the fall activities you want to do. So you want to make sure that your routine can optimize for like what's actually important for you in this season. So I'm going to say underrated, because especially the transition from summer, you do need to like, I at least need to have that pause of like, okay, like what needs to shift? Because it's not the same vibes at all.
Yeah, I agree with that. Next, fall candles. And I'm talking sweater weather, leaves, apple, pumpkin spice. Do we feel that they are overrated or underrated?
I definitely think fall candles are underrated. I literally have one lit in the kitchen right now that I can smell in my office. It's so good. It's like a pumpkin cinnamon bun one that I have. And then I also found...
so good. So good.
I also bought an autumn leaves one, which has like a eucalyptus. So it's like a lighter scent, which I like to light those in my bedroom. So I love that. But yeah, I love, and you mentioned sweater weather. That's one of the best candles at Bath and Body Works. So underrated.
Yep. I could not agree more. Definitely underrated. I love a good fall candle. Funny enough, I will go and seek them out at like a Marshall's or a TJ. And then I'll like go into, of course I'll get them from Bath and Body because sweater weather, duh. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I'll go in there because you never know. And I like it because it's different every single time I go in there. So I'm always picking up a new one and it's just trying different things out. But yeah, I would say that they're underrated too. Okay, next, early Halloween decor. And I'm talking September 1st early. And honestly, probably even earlier than that, like after 4th of July. I mean, I'm talking early. Do we feel that it is overrated or underrated? I'm going to take this because I have a feeling I know exactly what you're going to say. I'm going to take this. I think it's overrated. I don't think we need to be decorating that early. There's no reason for it. And in fact, for me personally, as much as I enjoy fall, I'm not decorating before the actual day of fall. Whenever the day, what is it, September 22nd or whatever, like the actual true first day of fall, then I'm all about it. Anything before then, absolutely not. It doesn't feel like fall to me. So I think it's overrated.
What do you think? Somebody get this girl some Haterade. No, I'm kidding.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew you would be offended. I knew you'd be offended.
It's all good. I was going to say, obviously underrated. Hello. By the time this episode comes out, I will have my decorations up for sure. It's early August now, so don't have them up yet. But super underrated. I love it because it makes me happy. I don't know. Like, and also because I have so many Halloween movies I have to get through in the season, but I don't want to watch them without being surrounded by my spooky Halloween decor. So, yeah. And I also feel like, you know what? Do what makes you happy. If your decor makes you happy, go all out. Full send. What I will say pisses me off.
Full send.
Yeah. Is when Christmas decorations are out too early. Because Halloween's not done yet. Now, November 1st, you can put Christmas up. And that's arguably still early. But if you're putting them up before Halloween, get the fuck out. That's my opinion.
And that's fine that you have that opinion. And I get it. I could go either way on that, honestly. But I also, yeah. I mean, also to be fair, though, I'm not dragging my Christmas stuff up before then anyways. Our last one for today. Cuffing season energy. Is it overrated or underrated? I'm going to go ahead and take this one because I'm already annoyed even saying the words cuffing season. Yeah,
before you say your opinion, can you I don't even know what that means. What is cuffing season?
Yeah, that's true. For the non-single people out there, I'll explain what this means. So every season in the fall, it starts cuffing season. I guess there is some like guideline out there, and it's not even like a real thing. It's just somebody made it up, but it's like broken down by like months. From September to October is like the start of it. It's like the early draft, and they kind of like use all terms in it, so it like goes through all these different things, and at the very end you've like kind of locked in your person. So cuffing season, that's what this whole thing is. It's basically a season of you trying to find your partner. So for me, I'm over here like, all right, we're in cuffing season. And this is what it is, whether you're going on dates, you're on the dating apps, you're not on the dating apps, or you're taking a season to just be like, fuck dating, I'm not doing it at all. That's basically what it is. I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet. I have, by the time this comes out, I will have already gone to two separate dating events that are not involving the dating apps. I'll get into that later. But for me, I think it's overrated. I don't like it. And I think I'm saying that because it's just annoying for me because it's never been successful for me up until this point. Who knows? I might, by the time this comes out, I might have just set it up and be like, it is successful. Who knows? Who knows what will happen in the next few weeks? But for me, I'm just like, it's kind of overrated. Just do what makes you happy. When it happens, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a season to dictate it because it could happen in the fall, it could happen in the winter, spring, summer, whatever. So anyway, what do you think? Based on what you know now, what would you think?
Yeah, overrated. It sounds like capitalist propaganda to make single people feel bad for not have found someone.
Right.
So
yes,
that's my very strong opinion from just hearing this. That sounds like bullshit. Also like, ew, yeah, no, I don't like it. I mean, if you want to date during this time, cool, but like, oh God, you got to lock someone down. I don't like that energy. Like,
yeah.
Why?
And like, yes, I'm all about people wanting to like date. I want to date in this season too, but I don't want to attach anything to that. I don't want the pressure behind it of like, oh, it's November. You don't have somebody that you're dating at. No, I don't, because the men don't want to text back. They're weird. So that's where we're at right now. So anyway, we'll see what happens.
You know what? I'm manifesting at least just like a cute fall date for you though. A cute fall date.
Yeah.
Less pressure.
That's what I want. Like cute. Yeah. Why can't I find a guy that I can just make out with and just have a little crush on? Crushes are fun. I don't need any of the drama. Okay, if it turns into something, great. But I don't want any of the bullshit. I need you to be emotionally intelligent. I need you to not be allergic to planning a date. And we're going to get along just fine. I just don't understand.
And don't bring a caramel apple to the date.
That part. Okay. Don't do that. Don't do that. And don't wear flip-flops either. I'll never get over that. Anyway, we gotta wrap it up because, of course, we had our fun. So let's close this out. This is our last drop of tea for the day. As we ease into fall, give yourself grace. Slower seasons don't mean less growth. They just look different.
Let go of the idea that you have to keep the same pace year-round. Fall invites you to rest, reset, and return to yourself.
Whatever the season brings, know that you're allowed to feel it all. The highs, the lows, the cozy moments, and the growing pains.
You're doing better than you think, and you deserve care that meets you right where you are.
If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who might be feeling the fall shift too, and tag us when you're listening.
You can find us at Sisterhood Tea Party on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. And if you loved the conversation, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify. It does help us grow.
Stay cozy, stay kind to yourself, and we'll see you next week.